Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning.
Good morning.
And now just a few words about wheat and tares. Does anybody here a weed? You don't like a weed soup? I don't. What's the difference between a weed and a wheat? Now, I have my dear friend, big brother, his bigger brother. My big brother lives down in Boca Raton, which I love to tell him is the mountain of rats. That's the Boca Raton bees. So I will send it, they will deliver in Lebanon to Mountain of the Rat for Pacifico. That's all I can tweet my brother. I also sent him for his birthday a bottle of crabgrass killer. You know what crabgrass is?
Oh, yeah.
Crabgrass is considered a weed. You know what is considered in Florida? A front lawn. St. Augustine's grass. It's crabgrass. I'm sorry. You can't walk on it because it cuts the bottom of your feet. It's terrible. Of course, it's the only thing that would put up with the heat and the sun down there. So you can't play golf on it. It's not that I can play golf, but with St. Augustine's grass, I would, we try to get rid of it up here. Down there, they grow it on purpose. It's their lawn. So what is the difference between a weed and a wheat? I guess it depends where you live. For years, I considered dandelions weeds. They must have spent a lot of money to make sure those little white puffballs aren't blowing their seeds around our lawn. But it's salad. Mm. You remember dandelion salad? I'm told it makes an interesting wine. I don't know. I just need to say that there's a difference between. It's hard to tell sometimes between weed and wheat. And it's so hard to tell that you shouldn't try when it comes to people in your life. You should never try to figure out who's the weed and who's the wheat. Except for yourself. Now, what is wheat? Now, the main difference between wheats and grain, between weeds that we don't like and grains that we do, is generally weeds don't create things that other things can live on. Grains feed us. Weeds just propagate themselves. Weeds just want more weeds. Wheat is the same, but there's so much produce that comes from its kernels that it gives life in abundance. And that's the difference. If you're wondering whether you're wheat or weeds, who are you feeding? That's the question. Who are you feeding? And that's the essential nature. Are you giving light to other people and nurturing them in their journey wherever they happen to be? Or are you just taking care of yourself? If you're just taking care of yourself, that's not helping. Now, the interesting thing about Jesus' parables are organic and agricultural nature. We have the parable of the sower, the parable of wheat, the parable of mustard seed, it goes on and on. And the three gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, anyway. And they all have this organic nature. One of the problems with the parables are that it's a challenge for us here as modern day hearers, not that we're not agricultural anymore. But they're rather static. I mean, the parable of soils last week is, how do you change the soil? If you're rocky soil, I may not be rocky anymore. If you're a weed, how do you not be a weed anymore? So we approach sacred text, and as we approach our Savior Jesus, with an open, gracious approach. And that would suggest that we understand ourselves to be all kinds of soil, and we understand ourselves to be who knows where we are. One day we'll meet. One day we'll meet. Maybe on the same day we'll go back and forth. And what Jesus would suggest to us is we constantly ask ourselves that question. Rather than spending any time at all figuring out who is in and who is out. Spend some time in self-reflection. Find a good mirror. And please don't pray into it. Just a thought. Mary Elizabeth is going to be baptized in the kingdom of God. What that means is that we are affirming what we already know about her. Lily, she's got dignity. Okay, that's a big word, dignity. So you do. Every creature has dignity. And so we're going to affirm that today in the right individual baptism. So every person in this room has got this thing called dignity. And every person here is respected for it. Not just respected, but cared, fed, nourished. We want you to grow so that you can do that for others. And Mary Elizabeth, we have this decision to do, and Sonny, we're going to promise in a moment that we're going to be the community where she can grow when she's here visiting. She should move closer. No guilt, right, Sylvia? Everybody should move closer. That would be very expected dignity in your family. So we're going to get on with baptism because I'm just going to get deep into trouble. Ready? We're going to have it. Can she do without the baby? Not yet. Leave it in there while she's not on the phone. She's chewing the phone instead. Correct. So we're going to acknowledge the fact that this is a child of God, that she is weak, and she will grow in. We will be the place where she can come and grow. And I'm going to give a black bag for later in the month, August, to a child of God. And Sandy is a child of God. So you get the black bag for next time. You have to be here on August 20th, because that's what we're doing next. No train spotting. So, at every age, everyone here, no matter where you are, we are a child of God. And Jesus just says, become who you are. Become what you are. You are worthy of dignity and respect. Become who you are and give it to others, no matter what.